great is our God. How awesome is our God. Father in heaven, we give you praise.
This is the day you have made. We would rejoice and be glad in it. We celebrate your goodness, your grace. We thank you. You've never kept us in the dark. You told us that the things we see today would happen right before our eyes.
I pray for your people as they receive the word today, that every one of us will be blessed by your word, enriched in our lives, transformed by your word. Let your word bring hope, healing, deliverance. Let somebody seated, wherever they are right now, their homes, hotels, places where probably they could not travel back home, let the word enrich their lives. Let power be released. Let grace be released. Let your name be glorified. We thank you today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, from wherever you are watching me, welcome to this morning's service online, KICC, right here in Prayer City, United Kingdom, ministering to you, believing God to speak to your life, impact your life, and you will never, never, never be the same. I am trusting the Lord that the word of the Lord that will come to you today will be what you need at a time like this. I like to take the scriptures. I like to take from Romans chapter 8, from verse 28 to 37, to speak to you this morning on the spirit of a conqueror. The spirit of a conqueror. At a time when people are bowing their heads and wondering, is this the end? Are we about to be consumed by this virus? I came to speak to you as a believer to let you know the one whom you serve says he has called you to be a conqueror. We're going to read a long scripture, a long passage, Romans 8 from verse 28 to 37. Romans 8 from verse 28 to 37. I may not totally exegete the whole passage because all I want to do this one is to encourage you and make you roar like a lion. You cannot be afraid and hide in a corner of the world. Wherever you are, God is with you and he will strengthen you this morning. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, and whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Believers have not been called to cowardice at a time like this, when the whole world is held in fright because of the challenge of coronavirus. We are not the kinds who should turn our back and run in fear. Yes, you should walk in wisdom and stay protected. But one thing you must always remember is that we have received the spirit of a conqueror from him who conquered death. Like I said in the previous service, Christ is the only one who is more than conqueror. Many have been called conquerors before, but they conquered, but death conquered them. So many great men have risen, but today they are not here. But Jesus is alive forever. The power to be a conqueror comes from him. When you have this spirit of Christ in you, I want you to know death or life has no power over you. Height or depth have no power over you. You know you are in Christ. And even if this physical body were to be broken down, the inner man, who is the real you, is strong. And you need to manifest the spirit of a conqueror, the spirit of a champion, the spirit of a winner. However, before I talk about the spirit of a conqueror, I want to look at the fact that sometimes people can be so afraid and a spirit of cowardice comes upon them. Cowards follow the path of least resistance. In other words, whenever things happen, cowards are carried away by the challenges. They're carried away by the battles. They're carried away by their fears. They're carried away by the threat which they seem to face. Some people right now are so scared. They are so worried. I've had one or two people call me and talking about, I've not written my will. Yes, it's good for you to write your will, but if you write it out of fear because of coronavirus, suppose something bigger than coronavirus comes on the earth. And by the way, in case you didn't know, the scriptures already tell us, Matthew 24, from verse 27, that there will be all these things. In fact, when I see Christians who are talking like, oh my God, what is this? Jesus said it. He told us it's going to happen. He said from verse 7 of Matthew 24, he said there'll be wars, there'll be rumors of wars, there'll be pestilences, and there'll be challenges around us that will happen. Our eyes will see this thing. For nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms, and there'll be famine and pestilences. That is coronavirus. Pestilences and earthquakes in various places. And guess what? Verse 8 even says, it is the beginning of sorrow. It is not the final of the things that will shake the earth. For the first time, mankind have just discovered their humanity back. We've thought we are so Superman, superhuman, Iron Man, Batman, this man, that man. In the end, we are all man. Because we thought we have the power. And the world turned against the one who created the planet and began to devise their own thing and say, I'm not even a man or woman. I am this. I am that. I don't need God. His word is not true. Well, now, suddenly an unseen enemy has suddenly appeared. And the Bible tells us that these things will happen in the last days. That is when believers should wake up and say, hey, it's in my Bible. The one I serve said it 2,000 years ago. I should not have been taken by surprise. I should allow the spirit of a conqueror that is in me to rise so I can begin to talk to my friends who do not know him by letting them know, hey, I know you're afraid. I want you to know that the one I worship already told us that these things will manifest. But I have the spirit of the one who spoke those things before they came. Cowards follow the voice of the majority. How many people have put aside the Bible, put aside the word of God, because suddenly a new majority rose who said, we don't need God. Who is God? What is his word? We are the gods. We are the final. We worship ourselves. And suddenly man has been brought on his knees. And the strongest of us have been shown that we're not strong. Our sciences have been defied by a virus we cannot see. We are shaken to the bones, and we are even told that in spite of our greatest advancement, the best of the vaccines may not be available until 18 months' time. So now it means we've got to learn to realize that we've got to turn to the one who called us. And I pray for you today that the spirit of a conqueror will rise in you as I share this word. Not a spirit of pride, but it's the spirit that makes you know that
I know whom God says I am. I know what he says I am. And I know what I have because I am a conqueror in Christ. My Father is a conqueror. His Spirit is upon me. All I told you, cowards follow the way of the least resistance. But also cowards follow the voice of the majority. 12 men were sent to go spy Canaan. 10 came back with a spirit of cowardice. They saw giants. They saw big giants in the land and got scared, but they forgot. Yeah, we've seen giants. These guys are bigger than us, but they cannot be bigger than the one whose hands rolled the sea away, whose hands made the stone to produce water, whose word made quails to come out of heaven and made the heavens to rain down food. They cannot be bigger than the one who speaks and everything comes to a standstill. They forgot the goodness of their God and the greatness of their God. Never forget this. Don't let the voice of majority on the various news channels make you forget that in the middle of all this, our God still reigns supreme. Matter of fact, I am of that belief as a prophet of God, that God did not send coronavirus. It's just one of those pestilences that will come from the pit of hell. But God is going to ride on this weapon of Satan to reach many people to bring them to Christ. Many will come to the Lord at this time because for the first time, some people are beginning to see that they don't have it all together. They don't have all the answers. They need to seek the one who can help them. So listen, if the majority is going the wrong way, it is better to be a radical, a lonely conqueror, full of the spirit of your Christ, full of the spirit of the one we serve, than to follow the voice of the wrong majority. Cowards are also fueled by fear. Conquerors are fueled by faith. Cowards are fueled by fear. Conquerors are fueled by faith. 12 men, 10 majority. They said, we cannot enter. There are giants in the land. Cowards, cowards, cowards. They forgot their God. They did not know that unless you step out, you may not experience the miraculous. 2 men dared to be different. They had a minority report. They said, let us go up at once, for our God is able. Our God is able. Our God is able. There will be the seasons in your life, the times in your life, when you will face challenges like you have never faced before. Like what the world is facing right now. Do you know that while you sit in your house and you are wondering, what are our leaders doing? They don't know totally what to do. It is having to be day by day. You've got to realize man have been brought to his knees so that the best of men are still men at best. This is the time to seek the Lord and to know him very well. This is the time to walk by faith and rise above the challenges of life. Rise above the things that scare you. I want you to know that whatever Satan is throwing at you is like Christmas crackers. They are intended to scare you, but they are child's play. You have the weapon of God. You have the word of God. You have the life of God. You have the spirit of a conqueror, and you would win. The God who used David's sling will bring down the Goliath in your life. I prophesy on somebody listening to me this morning. You are wondering, this coronavirus issue, is this going to kill me? Is this going to take my life? Please be very careful. You are a child of God. Speak the word of life. Speak the word of faith. Speak like a conqueror. Don't speak like a coward. The word of God is the final word. Learn to take authority over situations. Learn to speak the word of life. Next thing is that cowards depend on their own works. We rely on the word of God. Cowards, they depend on their own works. We rely on the word of God. Why? Because the flower fades, the grass withers. The word of the Lord abides forever. God himself said, I'm watching over my word to perform it. Why? Also because the scriptures tell us all scripture is given by inspiration, and they are profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, that the man of God may be strong and to be blessed. Then he says, therefore study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen, don't depend on your work at a time like this. Depend on the word of God. Depend on what the word says concerning you. Cowards also are crybabies. Cowards are crybabies. Doesn't matter what their size is. These 10 pastors who brought evil report, Numbers chapter 14, verse 1, they made the whole of the Israel nation to weep all night, to cry all night. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Why? Because cowards make you think your life is over. A spirit of cowardice makes you to think you are not going to make it, you will not overcome. But I'm prophesying to you, wherever you are this morning, across the globe, that you are going to make this one. You are coming out in strength. You are coming out in testimony. Matter of fact, you need to join us for tonight's evening service, because in tonight's evening service, I have these 7 scriptures that I call them no loss scriptures. No loss. In other words, there will be no loss of life. No loss. You got to switch off everything to join in the prophetic service tonight. It's a prophetic and fearless service. No loss. And we are going to declare and decree there will be no loss of life. For everyone connected, you need to get on the phone, invite your friends to be part of the no loss service tonight. We will see you at Thanksgiving when this is all over. When this passes over at Passover, you will not pass over with it. When this passes over at Passover, you will not pass over with it. But rather, you will be here to testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Cowards also live in the past. They live in the past. They talk of the past. The 12 men who went, 10 said, we should have stayed in Egypt. We should have just been there in Egypt. This is so terrible. Oh, I can't come out of this. But I want you to know today, I prophesy into your life that the spirit of a conqueror will come upon you, and you will not be destroyed, but rather you will come out with testimony. You will come out with grace. You will come out with power. You will come out strengthened. When this wind, evil wind, blows over, you will be here to testify with the body of Christ. So you may ask me, Pastor Matthew, in this season, during this issues, coronavirus, the battles going on, what are you hearing from God? How should I live for God? What should I do? Number one, you need to stay safe. You need to keep yourself. Do everything you can in the natural. Because the Bible says when Jesus got to the grave of Lazarus, John chapter 11, to raise the dead man, the man's grave was covered with a mighty rock. He spoke the universe into existence. He could have looked at that rock and the rock in shame will melt like water. But he chose to tell them to move the rock themselves so that they will play their own human part. And then he can do what man cannot do. He said, roll away the stone. So many of us who are watching right now back home, you need to roll away the stone in your own life. Roll away the stone, take actions, wash your hands, use soap, do everything you need, keep hygiene, stay indoors, don't go out. If you must go, it has to be short exercise. Stay within the rules, obey the law of the land in which you are, Stay safe, stay alive, so you can be part of those who will testify. You say, but Pastor Matthew, is that walking by faith? Oh, the same God who gives that kind of, who gives the law, the principle of living by faith, also told the children of Israel to perform social distancing and lockdown. He said, for over the night, the angel of death shall pass over the land of Egypt. I want you all to stay indoors and put the blood on top of the door of your house. And by the way, on Easter Sunday, if this thing goes on, we're going to have a communion. And that communion will also take some step that will be like a Passover step. Don't forget it. He told them to lock down, to stay indoors, because what is about to pass through the land is a spirit of death that will kill anything it saw. So God himself spoke to his people about lockdown. So please stay safe. Don't let nobody get you into rebellion. Honor the laws of the land and God will honor your faith. So how do you live like a conqueror? Number one, learn to live for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. We are born of heaven, overcoming children of an overcoming God. We now have the nature of a loving God. This is the time people will know that we are not just religious followers. We are worshipers of Christ. We are men who love God. We are living for Jesus. And when I say living for Jesus, I'm saying, can you now see? Some of you, as this thing began to blow around the world, you are wondering, my God, what happens if I pass away? What will happen to my money in the bank account? What will happen to my clothes? What will happen to this? And many of us have never been witnesses. You cannot point at one soul you want to Christ. You got to learn to give your time. Get on the phone, invite your friends to know Jesus Christ. A young man graduated from one of the best universities in America. He decided to go live in the among the unknown natives of a part of the jungles, of the Amazon jungles. His friends saw him. His name was Jim Elliott. They say, you're going to go live among some natives with all the university education you had? And Jim Elliott said, a man is not a fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he must not lose. A man is not a fool to give up what he cannot keep to gain what he must not lose. In the 1920s and 30s, one of the best cricketers in the United Kingdom who played cricket, I don't know how to play it, I'm even swinging like I'm playing golf. One of the greatest cricketers of the United Kingdom, a graduate, I think, of Cambridge University, C.T. Studd, having finished as one of the best in the nation, decided to go be a missionary in Africa. Some of his friends mocked him and said, with all your study, you want to go live in the dark continent. And C.T. Studd said, I would rather live in the corner of the world in the will of God than be in the greatest of palaces and out of the will of God. Live for Christ. This pestilence is just the beginning of sorrows. It will go. It will pass away. But I want you to know, the Bible says, Matthew 24:8, that is just the beginning of sorrows. Something bigger than the snake is coming into its hole that will shake the world. This has shaken the world, but the world did not see anything. This is little compared to what the Bible says will come. This should just make you realize that Jesus was not painting a picture that was not possible. This is real, man. This is real. And we pray that this ill wind will blow away. And by the way, it isn't the Lord who brought coronavirus. If anyone is saying it is the judgment of God, no. But rather, God uses things like this to establish his purpose in the hearts of men. Live for Christ. Live for Christ. Be a winner for Christ. Be a believer for Christ. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him, living for Jesus, realizing that the best of the clothes in your wardrobe right now are useless. Most of you are in your jumpers. Some of you are still in pajamas on Sunday morning, listening to me on Sunday morning in pajamas. If there was no coronavirus, oh my, you would have been wondering, what shall I wear to church today? I don't even have enough clothes with four wardrobes. This is calling us to the reality that without Christ, we are nothing. We are empty. Without Christ, the world is brought to its knees. Can't you see? Great men, world leaders, people whom you cannot see, coronavirus saw them. People you cannot reach because of protocol. Coronavirus didn't need protocol. It entered their home. Live for Christ. Revelation 21 verse 5 says, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I will make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. He's making all things new. Isaiah 43 verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So listen, let's take this time to get closer to God, to be better believers. Live for Christ. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, verse 18, verse 25. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, verse 18, verse 25. Verse 16 says to walk in the Spirit. Verse 18 says to live in the Spirit. Verse 25 says to walk and live in the Spirit. Walk and live in the Spirit. Walk and live in the Spirit and be led by Him. Amazing. So it's time for us. It's time for us to live in Christ as praying people, searching His Word. This is the time to have fellowship on your phone with other believers. The prayer place you neglected, pick it up back. Pick it up back. Pick up your praying life. Move into the place where now you are rejuvenating your spirit. You are reviving your spirit, man. Live for Christ. Then number two, in the spirit of a conqueror, lean on Christ. Lean on Christ. True conquerors in Christ don't lean on their own power, because in ourselves we are nothing. But in Him we are something, because the one who lives in us is greater than the one who is in the world. And this is the time believers are coming to the point where we realize we didn't need a building. We didn't need a geographical location to connect with the Jesus Christ we serve. And it is only in Christianity, I love this, that their God lives in them. It is only in Christianity that our God lives in us. He said we are the temple of Christ. And by some prophetic coincidence, I was teaching this just before the instruction to shut down and not have gatherings. I was teaching that we are the temple of Christ. While we need the fellowship of the brethren, we are the real temple. He lives in us. We carry our God everywhere. So lean on Him. Proverbs 3, 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. While it is very painful, yet it is bemusing to see the amount of confusion in the world right now from those into whose hand we have put our lives as leaders. From one continent to the other, many don't know what to do. One person will say, lift it up. Another one will say, no, let's put it down. This one will say, let's hold it in the middle. But I came to you to tell you, lean on Christ. Don't lean on your own understanding. Lean on Christ. Do all you can in the natural, but only the one whom the Lord keeps that is protected. Read about a man who said, he said, I did all the washing. I kept washing more than necessary. I still caught the virus. I pray for you today. by the mantle of Jesus Christ on my life that this thing will not touch you. You will come out with a testimony. Every evil seed in your mind that the enemy is sowing, the word of the Lord cancels it, and you will have victory. Lean on Christ. Lean on him completely. It was John Calvin, a preacher who rose about 500 years ago, who said, there is no other method of living piously or in holiness and justly than that of depending upon God. We must learn to depend on him, and depending on him must be implicitly. I was trying to watch how the human body is made and how this coronavirus things, how it attacks the mind. And by the time I finished watching, I said to myself, man, it's better to live by faith. This thing's messing my head up, man. He says, then it goes here, there's this one, there's this antibody, there's that one. When this thing attaches itself, the reason it is called corona is because it's like a crown. Coronavirus, a crowned virus. It attaches its crown to your body, and the moment it attaches, it begins to do this. I curse that thing in your life in the name of Jesus. Man, it became very obvious to me that just one microcosm of that virus can destroy everything. Because the moment it enters, then it begins to multiply itself, and it just takes a short time to do it, and there is no cure. Ah! I take authority right now. Anyone who's watching and somebody's in an incubation situation where the thing is still incubating, we curse the egg of that thing. We rebuke it. If any one of your relation is in ICU, in hospital because of coronavirus, I prophesy to their body. I declare they will not lie down upon the bed of languishing. They will come out. There will be a testimony. They will say, I don't know how I survived it. Oh, younger men did not survive it, but I survived it. We prophesy to them right now. We declare their victory in the name of Jesus. For you to know that this thing is a demon. A 103-year-old woman in China survived it. Another 101 or 102-year-old woman in Italy survived it. 35-year-old did not. 18-year-old did not. And they were healthy and had gone to the gym. But today I prophesy to you by the word that is above the words of man. God will give you testimony. Trust him, not only implicitly, but for his direction. Proverbs 3 verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. May your paths be directed. When this thing is over, may you come out with testimony. And in the season when you are in lockdown, may God give you wisdom, ideas, visions, dreams in the name of Jesus. Lean on Christ. When a man depends on God, there will be nothing impossible. Acknowledge that you are not capable of guiding yourself. Somebody called Octavius Brooks said, dependence on God presupposes his existence and his character. When you depend on God, you are saying, I believe you are. And I believe you are a good God. The Lord will be your help and hope. If God is all you have all you need. Did you hear me? If God is all you have all you need. Yes, take all the precautions. But if God is all you have all you need. John 14 verse 8, Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Once you show us the Father, that will be enough. Show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us in this season of your life. May your eyes be open to see the one you've come to serve. May your dependence on God become your source of joy. Listen, look at me. Wherever you are watching online, Caribbeans, Africa, Europe, United States, across the world, even up to Australia, because many of you have been joining me in the morning prayers. Join us from tomorrow to Friday again, 6 a.m. to 7. And in case you didn't know, time has adjusted in the United Kingdom, so make sure you adjust your time to connect with us. Let me tell you this. Dependence on God is not a weakness. Some people who do not know Jesus are making us look like we're stupid for depending on God. Now, where are they? We are smiling. We know we are conquerors, but they are afraid. We know we are champions, but they are scared. We have the spirit of our Father in us. Lions beget lions. Tiger begets tiger. The spirit of a champion is in us. Don't put your trust in man. Even your own shadow disappears in moments of darkness. You become afraid. During this coronavirus pandemic, they said you could go out for short exercise. After I've done my treadmill for like 50 minutes, then I go for a long walk, like 7 kilometers. Long, brisk walk, 7-8 kilometers. Some of the walks, you see people, as they see you coming, they are walking both forward and sideways because they are so scared. They don't know what you're carrying. And if they are not the one who are walking away from you, say, yeah, the prime minister said 2 meters. So I'm also walking away from them as I'm walking straight. And we look at each other, we like, yeah, we understand. This is not racism or racism. Now this is, we understand. That's where the world is. But the Lord helps, delivers, and saves his children. You will be saved and safe. You will be saved and safe. Number three, labor for Christ. Lean on Christ, live for Christ, labor for Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, it says, we then as workers together with him also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. It is not enough to be born again and just be rejoicing that you are prosperous, you have the best car in town and the best clothing. Can you see you've not driven your car in days? In days. Now the car I drove is Sunday to Sunday. I drove it last Sunday, and today I drove it this Sunday to come and stand in front of the camera to speak to you. Sunday to Sunday. The car was no longer of value. All the clothes were not of value apart from my gym clothes, which I wore, and the track suit to do the long walk. Nothing except the shirt I would wear when I was leading the prayer. Everything now mattered not. Become a laborer for Christ. He who wins souls is wise. Proverbs 11:30. Daniel 12:3. The fruit of the... You got to learn to win souls. Proverbs 11:30, Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Get on the phone. Lead your friends to Christ. Don't scare them. Just tell them you need to give your life to Christ. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life. And he who wins souls is wise. This is the time. Many are now open to Christ. Labor for Christ. Answers to prayers don't come when on your knees, but while busy serving the Lord. Don't say, unless Jesus does this for me, I'm not going to witness to people. God is not some casino machine. You put 5p and you're expecting a pound. You serve him, and in his season, he will prosper you. I'm about to bring this message to a close. I know you've been blessed tremendously. There's so much I could share today. But I really want to keep very short. Remember to serve the Lord, to labor for Christ. Many complain of lack of time and concern. You have so much time now. You have a lot of time on your hands. So this is the time to get on your phone. In fact, the people you haven't spoken to in years, hey, be reconciled. Don't think you can enter heaven with you living and walking in animosity against people. Cousins, your parents said you should not greet. Know that your parents were out of order. Call people, love them. Reach out to them. Make time to serve the Lord. Mark 6:33. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Lend a helping hand to someone right now. Makado shike prekozia. There are neighbors you've never spoken to. Call some of them. If you need anything, if there's anywhere we can serve you, please let us know. It may just be extra bottles of water you have in your house that they didn't have. Don't say, but suppose this thing goes on for long and I also don't have. God will take care of you. You must learn to bless someone. Richard Wurmbrand was a pastor in the old USSR. When USSR was heavily communist and would not allow churches. And Richard Wurmbrand was born again and started a church. He was arrested and thrown into jail. And while in jail, another person was arrested and thrown in jail, and the person was dying. And Richard Wurmbrand had a warm blanket along with other clothes that covered him. Survival First will have told him, hey, don't give your blanket away. You need to survive, man. You have a congregation to preach to when you come out of this prison. But he heard the voice of Christ clearly saying, if it were Christ, will you give him your blanket? Of course, we'll have gladly given him, because we know give, it shall be given back to you. If you had given your blanket to Jesus, he'll give you a mansion. No, but there are times that person you gave that bottle of water was the Christ in front of you. Praise God. Speak a kind word to people. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Give assistance to those who need it. Many act like there is nothing, not enough time right now. But please, you have enough time. Witness to the lost. It is important to make time to serve the Lord Jesus himself. In John chapter 9, verse 4, when his disciples saw that he was ministering to people all the time, they said, Jesus, you're not resting. He said, I must do the works of my Father while it is day. The time comes when no man can work. Nobody expected coronavirus on this scale. And we haven't seen the end of this thing yet. And Jesus still calls it the beginning of sorrows. But let's reach out. I prophesy as a servant of Jesus Christ that suddenly, this thing shall be blown away by the wind of God. The one whose name is Ruach, the wind of God. The wind that God blew into the Adam and made Adam to be a living soul. That mighty rushing wind that came into the upper room shall blow this thing away and there'll be victory. Lastly, in the spirit of a conqueror, love through Christ. We are a different kind of soldiers. We are soldiers whose weapon is love. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 2, it says, walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Christians often fail to walk in love like they should. You know, this is the time we should now really show our concern, our love for people, and the fact that we carry the Spirit of Christ. John chapter 15, verse 12 and 13, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another, that you love one another as I have loved you. In verse 13, it says, greater love hath no man than this, that he gave his life for the sake of his friends. Can you believe that a good number of our friends, people who are serving on the front line right now, in the nursing, in the medical field, many of them are putting their life on the line to be sure we are all safe. How much more you as a believer? You are just excited that you are hiding your house and you are still complaining. I can't go to work. I'm not even sure if I'm going to have a job anymore. You need to first have your life. Then there will be a job. And I pray for you, you shall be protected. This thing will be over, and out of these ashes will be a resurrection for your family. So let me close by saying, true love is giving ourselves for others. More love, more Jesus, less drama, less complaining, less bitterness, less gossip. Don't use the time to gossip, calling one another. Have you heard the latest? The one they said about this man, that one, the one whom coronavirus is killing, that one who got coronavirus. Oh, did it? Please. Less pride. It isn't your wisdom that spared you. True love is what Christ did. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. The God kind of love must be shown to believers so that they can increase. I close today by letting you know that in the spirit of a conqueror, get ready. 12 men were sent to spy Canaan. 10 brought evil report, but 2 brought good report. Numbers 13, verse 26. 2 brought good report. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. I prophesy to you that even in the midst of all this battle, God will bring you into your own good land. He'll give you revelations. In your seasons of being back in your home, sitting down, sometimes not even knowing what to do, you slept and slept. May God give you ideas. May the heavenly realm open up to you. May God give you answers. May God network you with new people, new relationships. May God open doors that you have never known of before. May God give you access to the things you've never received before. I pray that this season will be a season of your own maturity, a season of your own growth, a season of your favor, a season of your blessing, a season of rising beyond your own imagination. So shall it be. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for the word we have shared today. I lay hand of faith on every man and woman across the world, their children also. I build a wall of fire around your families, individuals in their home, friends who are together in this season, families, children, people who are already tired and wondering when, Lord, when. Lord, I build a blanket of peace, a blanket of protection, and a blanket of health around those who are hearing me. I declare that this pestilence shall not see them, but rather only the grace of Jesus Christ will be sufficient for them. You, the Lord, will use this as a channel to reach our friends for Christ, to touch our friends for you, and to make impact beyond our own imagination. We thank you. We give you the praise. We say it is already done. In Jesus' name, amen. I know you've been blessed by the word today. Many of you around the world, you say, oh, when are we going to go back to the church building? Most important thing is for you to stay safe. Keep yourself safe. Stop jumping all over the place, worried. This thing is real. Don't let anyone fool you. There are all kinds of conspiracy theories. Put them aside. Put them aside. Can't you see hospitals jammed all over the world? Pray even for people you consider your enemies, that they will come out of this thing, that this thing will blow away. Pray that the hand of the Lord will bring healing upon the land. Pray that joy will be released. I believe you've been blessed by the word today. I want to thank God for your life and for wherever you are. Here in KICC, in the United Kingdom, it's our privilege to be able to bring the word of God to you, to minister to you today. The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you, give you peace. In Jesus' name, God bless.
Welcome to KRCC Prayer City, the home of champions.
God made you for good works, for amazing things.
You're watching today's service live from Prayer City. Welcome to KRCC Prayer City, the home of champions.